I think my biggest regret, yeah, it's a lot of just the feeling of imposter syndrome kind of thing, where it's like, am I even supposed to be in this field? It was so frustrating, I'm not gonna lie. And I think like over the course of me working in tech, I've just slowly gotten more and more burnt out because of that.
True. Out of the 5 years you've been in tech, what has been your biggest regret thus far?
Ooh, okay. I think my biggest regret was picking companies based on the salary and not really what I would do there. So when I first was applying to my first job, I was actually struggling to find anything that would take me as an entry level. So I picked that job mostly because it was one of the only ones that I had available to me. But yeah. Everything after that, I kind of like picked based on, oh, I'm getting more money here. Maybe it's a better well-known company, picking that. And I think like over the course of me working in tech, I've just slowly gotten more and more burnt out because of that. I like the longer that I'm in tech, I'm like, is that even the right career choice for me? It's the one thing that I'm good at, but more good at than anything else. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like maybe actually thinking about if I even wanted to do it versus just I was on a path in college and just went for it, you know. But yeah, maybe picking a better job, maybe that's like what I would do, is just pick stuff that I would enjoy more, figure that out.
That's so interesting.
Yeah,
because I do that.
Yeah,
I mean, the better pay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. It's easy.
It makes it easier. But like I joined my current company. Mm-hmm. Right. And this job pays only $10,000 more than the other offer I received. Mm-hmm. Right. But $10,000 more. And, you know, and I'm like, all right, might as well pick the job that pays better. And it's a great culture, but that's kind of what I did. But out of the 5 years I've been in tech, that's probably been one of my biggest regrets too, is joining a company only for the money. Yeah. Right. Not because you probably would enjoy working there. But so I'm guessing that your experience hasn't been that great doing that. Can you share exactly what you mean though? So don't join a company just for the money, which is crazy because in a world where everyone wants to make more money, especially in tech, the more money you make, the more you can show off on Instagram and TikTok, right? Unfortunately, right? So why is that your biggest regret?
I think it just made me join places that I didn't, like the role wasn't a good fit for me. And I think I'm weird. Like I know that a job isn't supposed to take up your whole life, but for me, if I am not having a good time at my job, I don't have a good time in my life. Like the burnout kind of extends past the 9 to 5 that I work. And so I just become like, I just sit on the couch and I do nothing all day. You know what I mean? When I had a bad day at work. So I think just the experiences that I've had, like for me, when I pick a job, there's like 3 things to look at. There's the amount of time that you have to put into it. So like work-life balance kind of thing. So how much effort, it's what you get to work on. So how close is it to your own passions, like what you enjoy. And then also the money. There's like those 3 angles. And most of the time jobs are on 2 of those. And so for me, I actually prefer work-life balance and enjoying something more than money. And I think I just skewed it differently in the past. So like, if I do want to find a job in the future, like there was one job that I got an offer, it was really low. Like it was a dev advocate job, so it was a little bit lower than a software engineer job. But if I picked that one, I might have been way happier than if I picked a software engineering job. It just, I don't know. So I just think about it a little bit. It's like regret. But
yeah. So work-life balance over salary. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about the stresses and, you know, normal 9-to-5 job. You don't want to bring the stress home, even though you work from home, right? Yeah. You bring it home by just think about it. So are you more focusing on maybe like even if it's a larger company, it still has like a startup culture where you just have to get a lot of shit done? Is that what it is? Too much work?
It's different across every company. I mean, I'm one of those engineers that bounced around a lot. So I've had like a lot of jobs in the last 5 years. Yeah, I'm like all over.
I've been
in tech
for 7 years. I've had 5 different jobs.
Yeah, same. I'm like the same way. So, I mean, each job was different, right? One of them just became like, I would tell them that I was burnt out, like my manager, but they wouldn't listen. They would say like, we just have to work more. Basically, you have to pair with me more and sit on more calls. And that was right when the pandemic was starting. So that was when everyone's mental health was bad too. So that was like a really bad like match. And then I worked at Square, and Square, they kind of juked me. They said we were going to do JavaScript, TypeScript, all this cool stuff, Svelte. And then it ended up being a Ruby on Rails app. So then I was just stuck on doing it. Like, I don't care about Ruby. So I had to like learn Ruby, do all that. And that was just frustrating. And then I was on a project that I wanted to like kind of lead, but then they got someone else to lead it instead. I was like, well, you know, so Square was fine though. I was like fine with just chilling there. And then a company came out and they were like, you should be a dev advocate here. And I joined them and then they did layoffs. So then I was only there for like 3 months. And then,
So, you know, you leave a well-known company, a lot of devs want to work for, to go to a startup Loom. And then you get laid off. How does that feel?
It was so frustrating. I'm not going to lie. It was, I wouldn't say regret. I don't know. Who knows where my life would have been if I didn't do that. I would have been at Square still. But like, Jesus, I had such a chill job and it was so nice. Like the work-life balance was so good. Like it was very chill, relaxing. You know, I just had to write some stuff every day, every week.
Easy. Okay, I want that job.
It was so good. It was so nice. And it was working on like square.com, squareup.com. Very simple SEO, all that shit. It was all that. Then Loom was like, oh, we have this cool thing. You're going to get paid more as a dev advocate role and you get to do all this cool stuff. And I was like, it was like hyped up about it. And they were like, they have all these people, this customers, you get to do like business and you get to learn about sales. You get to do like talking with devs. I was like, oh, this is so cool. So I joined and then they said 3 years runway. And then 3 months later I got laid off and it was like out of nowhere. I literally, so I accidentally woke up too late for an all hands. And then I joined. I didn't get to join it. But then right after the all hands was a one-on-one with my manager. So I was like, okay, I'll just join that. And then that's where he told me. He was like, oh, in the all hands, the CEO said that we're doing layoffs and you're one of the people. And I was like, oh my. It was out of nowhere. I was, yeah. So it's all good. I mean.
Was that your first layoff?
That was my first one that I went through. Yeah.
And it's in DevRel.
Yeah. Oh. But yeah, they laid off across the board, I think, not just DevRel people. Yeah. I think I was the only DevRel, right? But it was, it was just rough. And then I had to find another job, basically. And I'm sure I could have maybe gone back to Square, but the work-life balance was fine, but I hated what I worked on. So I was like, maybe I'll find something.
If you hate it, it's not fine.
That's what I'm saying. So then I joined Discord. So yeah.
Just to move it back a little bit, because it's really funny talking about layoffs. So my company I work at had layoffs. Mm-hmm. I wasn't part of it. Surprisingly, because I'm in DevRel and DevRel is usually part of it.
Interesting. Yeah.
And I've never done this the whole time I've been working in tech, but I was addicted to World of Warcraft. I sold my gaming PC by then, actually. So sorry, we can't play Apex together no more because it was just ruining my life. I had to get rid of gaming. But example, I was so addicted to World of Warcraft. I was the best healer in my guild. Holy priest. Okay. And so I was playing from 3 a.m. I woke up I didn't sleep that night. And the one time I decided to play World of Warcraft, heal through a dungeon, through all hands, is when they announced layoffs. So I'm healing with my guildies. And I'm telling them, hey, yo, let's go. Chow. Make sure, you know, you avoid this crap in dungeon so you don't die. And they hear, we're doing layoffs. You know, the CEO sounds very serious. And I'm like, oh, my God. The one time I decided to just continue playing. The one time there are layoffs. And I can't stop playing because my homies will get mad at me. So I have to continue playing while being told you might lose your job. And I told my friends, hey, I think I lost my job. And they didn't care. everyone's focused on the game. Anyway, I just figured I'd share that. All hands, it's important to attend. It's kind of important. So don't do what I did or show up late.
At Discord, it's like a big thing. They talk about everything and like the next month, basically. I think it's monthly. And then there's all hands based on the discipline you're into. So I try to make those every time. It's just you just playing World of Warcraft.
Okay, amazing. You're a software engineer at Discord. I mean, I tried to join that as DevRel in the past. And I didn't, no one even reached out to me. Oh, screw you, Discord. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
I got rejected for DevRel at Discord, actually.
Oh, really? Well, software engineer role. Congrats. The harder role. Okay. Okay. Interesting.
Sorry.
So why didn't you go back into DevRel?
I thought about this a lot. The other job offer I had was DevRel. So the one I was between was a DevRel one that was a lot lower, and then the Sweet job. And I don't really know. I think maybe I got burnt by Loom DevRel, and I know it's different at every company. Yeah. So that's like one thing. And I think for me, I really enjoy making content outside of work. And so when the job becomes also the same as what you enjoy, it's really hard to do your job well. I was like, it's cooler to just kind of stick to just coding as my job and then do coding content as the fun stuff. So that's kind of, I was like thinking, that was like the big thing. It was also like career path. Like for me, I thought it was just an easier, like if I got to senior software engineer, and then went to do DevRel, I thought it would look better to go back into SWE if I didn't want to continue the DevRel path. Yeah. So I was a mid-level still, and I thought that wasn't like, it'd be hard to get a job as a senior when you weren't a senior software engineer before you left. So that was another thing too, is like career. But yeah, those were the two things. The two companies that I had were really cool. So either company would have been great. So it wasn't too much about that. It was mostly the role, I think. Yeah.
Well, talking about this, talking about, you know, careers in tech, I was scrolling through a YouTube channel, okay? Yeah. And you made one video on, I hate coding, okay? But not just that, was it a week later or 2 weeks later? You made another video on why dream jobs don't exist right after you made a video titled, I hate coding. And it's so interesting because you work at companies that people know, right? Mm-hmm. People want to work at Square. People want to work at Discord. Mm-hmm. I tried, right? What happened?
I don't know. It's hard. I think it's like a really big question because I don't know what I want to do in my life. And I don't know. Like every job that I've had, I felt burnt out in. And at a certain point, you ask yourself, like, should I even keep doing this if it's going to make me feel like shit every single day? Like, I don't know. And I live with someone who's very, very good at coding. So I see like the extreme side of it where I'm like, oh, that's someone who actually cares about it, doesn't get burnt out with the job, and like can just, you know, shit out code all the time. I'm not like that at all. I can't. And for me, even learning coding stuff, like new things, at Discord, they're very big on every engineer touches all parts of the stack. So you have to kind of learn everything. So I have to do iOS backend, all that. Even doing that, it's so slow. I retain the knowledge so poorly, and it takes me a long time to learn. So at a certain point, I'm just like, you know, I don't know. And specifically for the I hate coding, it was more so not that I hate coding, but I hate that this part of it, that it takes me such a long time to understand. And I just wish I was better at it like some people are. And it would just make my life so much easier if I was like that kind of take. And also in the I hate coding one, it was kind of like, maybe I should find other hobbies and stuff that fill the time so I don't just get stuck on one thing that I do for my job and content.
Yeah.
And for the dream jobs one, Discord was my dream job. I mean, I wanted to work there since I was a freshman in high school, like whenever Discord came out. I applied like way early on. My friend got recruited, so I tried, but then I got rejected in the phone screen because I didn't have a lot of experience. But so it was just like such a cool opportunity that I got to work at a company that was a good intersection of gaming and tech. That was like the goal. That's the dream. And I don't know, the job I have, there was a month working at Discord where I like cried every day because my job, and it was hard. And it's not like the people or anything. It's just, it was like a culmination of everything. Like it was the stuff that I had to do. I felt like crap about how like kind of slow that I was, or how my manager felt that I was too slow. One of the things that he told me for advice was
just
learn
Discord?
Faster.
At Discord? Okay.
Yeah. And it was like, learn faster. And I was like, what does that even mean? And I'm someone who's a very like front end focused engineer. So I'm very niched in that.
Yeah.
So doing stuff like given an Objective-C task, it'll take me a longer time to do it because I have no idea. Right.
Yeah.
And so it just felt very like shitty. It was like, damn, I don't like what is a dream job even? Is it like for me, honestly, it's not to work and just make money and just go live out somewhere, right? That's like the dream now. But I just think it's bad because I think a lot of people come to me and they're like, I want to work at Discord. It's my dream company. I'm like, is it really? Or do you just want like, you know, I don't know. I feel like it's hard to put like stuff on a pedestal like that because when you get rejected, it hurts really bad. And then also like if you end up working there, maybe you don't like it and then you feel bad about yourself. Like you should like it. And why don't you, you know? I don't know. It's just a lot of thoughts in those videos.
Did you love coding? Did you love coding? Is that why you got into it? Right. Then why did you eventually get into code? I mean, I tell a lot of people to get into it. It pays well. Right. It's life changing. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. 100%.
Right.
Yeah,
when 100%. When I look at my bank every 2 weeks, I'm like, I only need to spend like a third of that. Other money goes all into Apex coins and World of Warcraft gold. Hence why I had to sell my gaming computer. Right. Why did you go into tech in the first place? Did you love it? Did you lose your love for it?
I think so. My parents were both software engineers. My mom more so than my dad, actually. And so when I was in high school, I wanted to take an art elective, but they were like, art's not going to do anything for you. So they put me in the computer science
class. That's what I would tell my kids the exact same thing.
I mean, as much as I wish I was in the art one, it was cool. They learned sculpture and drawing and paint. It was so sick. I wanted to do that one so bad. But anyways, the class was about like Microsoft products. So it was like going over Word and PowerPoint, and then it went into web dev. Yeah. It was a very weird class.
Interesting.
So there was like a web dev competition that they had that Microsoft was hosting. So my teacher put us in it, and we just had to build a website. And I think I won second place, and I got an Xbox. And I was like, this is sick.
Yeah. So because like, you won an so Xbox, cool. You went into tech?
So I think it wasn't that. It was just, it was an easy path. Like, I understood exactly what you needed to do to get a job. It was, like, such a laid out from if you start in high school and you go to college for it, yeah. It's, like, easy. It's just there. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know what else I wanted to do. I think my parents were, like, going to some medical stuff. And I did, like, a summer thing doing some medical stuff for someone. And I was, like, this is the worst. Like, this is so boring. I hated it so much. I was, like, pipetting stuff. So you, like, squeeze stuff out, put it in another tube. And I was, like, this is just... not my thing. So I was like, oh, I'll just do tech and see how it is. And I don't think I ever actually liked it. I think I enjoyed building stuff, and I think I like making creative things. Mm. And I think that's just my love of art coming through in a different medium. Mm. I don't know if I actually enjoy it ever.
Yeah.
So I'm better at it, so it's more fun now because it's easier, but I don't think I ever, yeah.
You know, I honestly am... the same way, right? Mm-hmm. I did love code a lot in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But as you move into tech, and especially when a hyper-growth startup like I'm in, and oh my God, the amount of responsibilities I'm given, especially, I guess, because when you look at how much I'm paid, you have to do even that much more, have this much more output. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And that kind of sucks the fun out of it when you just have to stress nonstop, etc.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Now, I do love working in tech, and this is why. Changed my life. Completely changed my life. I pay my parents rent, right? I'm getting married, the wedding, whatever, pocket change. Because I save.
Yeah.
I say okay, I don't spend all my money, I save half my check. Yeah. That's why. Yeah. Right. But how many people can still say that though? Right? I wanna go to Hawaii, 10K? Yeah. All right, here we go. Amazing life. And that's why I love working in it. But is coding my life? It's not. And so what I want to ask next, because I was watching your videos and you said something about how you had to film a technical tutorial or a video for YouTube and you had to learn these technologies. I'm guessing it's for an interview or maybe your channel. And it took you time, just like you said earlier, it took you time to learn these technologies, right? Just so you can teach others that technology. And you learned something about yourself that what was it that you learned from that? What is something that you probably, it seemed like that was a turning point that made you realize some stuff.
Yeah.
What was that about?
I had this goal starting of 2023 that has been broken. That was basically one YouTube video a week. So every Wednesday I was going to upload something. So I was on a really strict like kind of schedule for it. And I didn't do a great job. I remember I would film and edit on Tuesday. Like the day before I was supposed to.
Welcome to my life.
But anyways, I was really bad about it. So I had to do a video and I couldn't think of any other ideas. And I was like, how about I do a video on proxies in JavaScript? A very technical kind of thing. I don't even know what the fuck they are still. So I don't know if I should swear that. So I don't know.
No, that's fine.
So I was like, okay, I'll learn and then I'll do the video. And I remember sitting there having to film and it was like 6 hours of time where I'm just staring at this Notion doc, watching like other people's videos, looking at code and being like, how the fuck do I explain this? Because I don't even know what I'm doing. And that just felt really bad. I was like, damn, I don't really want to position myself as like an educational tech content creator because that's just not me. Like, I could do like beginner stuff, like, you know, but I don't think I can, like, I don't care enough about it. And that's what the whole thing was. I was like, I just don't care. I was like, who cares about this shit? I don't know. So I was like, I don't even want to make this video, but I was like, I'll suck it up and do it. And it was like one of my worst videos.
I was just going to ask that. How did that video perform after putting all that time and effort?
I don't think it did. It's like 4,000 views. Not great. I mean, it was like, whatever. But I just was like, I'm done with doing this. I'm gonna like content is supposed to be for fun for me. Like it should be for fun.
It shouldn't feel like a job.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, I'm done with this educational tech stuff. So that's where like the whole I hate coding thing came from too. That video right after it, because I was like, you know, this is like the burnout coming in, because it felt like doing work again. Yeah. So I'm sitting there 9 to 5 coding for my job, and then 5 to like 3 a.m. I'm sitting there trying to figure out this JavaScript thing and then make a video. And I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna do fun stuff from now on. So that was like the pivot, the turning point. So yeah, I don't know how people do that. People are really good at doing educational stuff. Not me. Just gotta, it's a hard truth that I have to face. It's just not me.
It's so interesting hearing you talk about how much that you know, coding, it pays well, but right? And so then what about your future in tech? Like, what about your future with Discord, right? How do you feel about that? How much longer do you plan on staying there if you feel this way? And to be quite frank, people feel this in tech. I feel it, right? You're not the only one. A lot of people feel this in tech. Yeah. Unless you're, like, the person you're living with, insane, you know, out of this world engineer, right? It's not always fun. It's not always green on the other side.
No, yeah. Yeah, so I actually left my job at Discord about a month ago now. And it just stemmed from that month that I was talking about where I cried like literally almost every day. I couldn't do that job and be good with my mental health. It was really bad. Like, I was just on the couch just crying, doing the meetings, doing work, feeling bad about myself. And I don't even know. I don't know. I got scared. Like, for career, like, the next step is senior software engineer and then staff. And I was like, I don't know if I can even make it past senior with how much I, like, how little I care about learning how to code and doing better in that. It was hard. So I left, and I think I didn't leave for another job. So that was kind of scary. But I left to kind of focus on myself. So not even really content. I just kind of want to figure out healthy habits for me. Because over the last, like, 2 years, I've been really, like, honestly, through college, I've been doing really bad with my physical health. So trying to get better, more in shape, doing, like, mental health things. So going on walks more and, like, reaching out to friends and doing things that, and doing things that are in tech. So I signed up for, like, a ceramics thing. So doing ceramics and stuff. Yeah, more artsy things. And so I'm, like, really hoping that it'll put me in a good mind space. And, like, maybe later on I want to go back into tech, and I can. And this is just, like, a nice, like, rejuvenating break. But, yeah, man, I mean, I've been in tech for 5 years full time. I have never had a break. Like, I've went from company to company and in the middle been interviewing. There was never a time where I took, like, more than 2 weeks off. So I just – maybe this is just what I need. Yeah. So I'm just – I'm over it.
Mayuko, I'm sure you know who that is, YouTuber.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Amazing engineer, right? And she got the dream job, you can say, that who hasn't applied to Netflix, because they pay out of this world, but you receive very little stocks, if not none. And she was probably making over $300,000 per year, right? But she never talked about burning out in tech until she quit Netflix. Until she joined that company where you need high performers and they let you go if you're not. The stresses of that, and same with my company, you have to be a high performer or else you lose your job. And that's just how it is, especially at a startup. So joining Netflix, and then she quit to do content creation for 2 years, and then she went back into it, right? And she didn't think that she would be able to get back into it, and she did, which is amazing. So congrats to her. So, and the reason I bring that up is because you're not the only one that's done that, right? People in tech are doing that and have done that. Another person is who is that? James Quick. He lost his job, but he didn't find another job, even though he's more than capable. Right? He worked in Microsoft too as an software engineer. Oh, nice. The former VP of DevRel at Netlify, Jason Langsdorf, did that.
Yeah, I love him.
He quit.
I hate him.
He's amazing, right? you definitely love him. Yes, I can tell that. He was a VP at Netlify, making a lot of money. Holy crap. And then even Kelsey Hightower at Google, he was at DevRel there, then moving to product, making millions per year. Then he quit his job. All these people making so much money, which is what everyone strives for, but it's not always just about making money. People want to actually really enjoy what they do, and hence why they leave tech for a little bit, if not come back later, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Because for me, I sometimes wonder, should I quit and just do content creation full time? But then that means I failed. And that's sometimes I tell myself that. Like, what do you feel yourself about that?
Yeah, I it's hard. I do feel like a failure. I feel like I had a job that I strive for and a lot of people strive for, and then I don't know why I couldn't just be good at it. That would have been so easy if I could have just done the job and just stayed in it, and like I could do content and a job. Like that would have been
good. And that's not easy.
Good. But like it's not easy, and I don't think I've ever felt fulfilled in my life at all. And not even through career, but just in general. Like I don't feel happy.
Yeah.
Like I don't know exactly what would drive fulfillment for me. And so I think that taking this time to kind of learn that is probably super good for me. So it was a hard decision. I asked like a lot of people what I should do. A lot of people I've talked to said like the time that they took away from their job was like the happiest in their life. So I'm really hoping to kind of achieve that. In the last month, honestly, though, I've been in kind of a rut. So I'm trying to get
what
out
do you mean,
of it.
Rut?
So
what kind of rut?
I got like an... Well, there's so much I want to do and I don't know what to start with. So I try to do every little bit of everything, but then I end up doing none of it. So I just feel kind of like shitty about myself.
You sound just like me.
So it's been hard. It's been hard. But yeah, I think just... the fulfillment thing is a big thing, I think. And like, yeah, I do feel like a failure now because I don't really know what the goal of my life is. Like, and not just for other people, like for me, what's the goal? You know, what do I want to do? I don't know. So I think it's just a learning process.
So many people strive to get to that position. For those who watch or listen to this podcast, Spotify or on YouTube, we're going to receive mean comments for sure. Maybe I'll miss something and maybe you'll read something where someone says, do you know how many people are trying to get a tech job right now and you just quit like that, right? Or someone will probably say something like, wow, they might use that word privilege. Gosh, you can make that much money working at Discord. You worked at Square. You worked at Uber. How can you just throw that all away when so many people are struggling or people who are laid off can't even get a job? What's your response to them?
I don't know. There's some person that actually got mad at me on Twitter and said, you know, he was like, I'm just kind of upset because you post a lot about how you hate coding and my friend applied to the same job as you did and he didn't get it and you got it. And I was like, oh my God, I don't even know what to do. For me, I just stopped responding to people like that. I think they want you to respond to them. So I just block now. Yeah. That's just what I do. It's just negative energy. And I know I'm scared to post my video too. Because I feel like people already, just because I'm a woman, they just already say so many mean things. And me saying that I don't like it and I don't feel like I'm good at it is just like amplification on that. Even though I'm trying to be like relatable to people who feel like that, you know? So yeah, I think my thing is just to ignore. I don't try to respond to it. It's hard. I don't really have like a great answer to, like, obviously that's not... like, yeah, I have so much privilege. Like, leaving a job, I have, like, the stability of my parents and the stability of, like, my partner. So it's really nice. A lot of people don't have that. Like, if I didn't have my partner, I would just move with my parents. That's what I would do, you know, some stuff like that. So it's, yeah, it's very privileged. But, yeah, I mean, I left. So the job opening's actually open, the one that I
tell
left.
You,
and so,
hey, if you're watching this from Twitter, whoever that person is, tell your homie to apply again.
That's what I'm saying. So it's open now, so you can apply.
That is,
you know?
So funny. You know, though, my response to those people is that you're striving for something that a lot of people are afraid to do, which I think is happiness. It's so hard to find. Mm-hmm. So the first time I made multiple six figures was when I joined New Relic 2 to 3 years ago, right? Making 180K a year. They were going to promote me to senior developer advocate, where I would make $210,000 to $230,000 a year. I quit 2 months before the promotion. In October, I was going to get promoted in December. That's insane. But I just wasn't happy there. Manager was amazing, but I just wasn't happy there. Right now, granted, though, I did find another job that paid me 180K. Then now I make more than that. Right. Granted. But finding that job that pays you multiple six figures or close to it. And then leaving, when I left, the amount of comments I received, dude, stick to one job, dude, just work harder. Oh, really? How could you leave that company who gave you a chance? You jumped from 80K to 180K and like that. What's wrong with you? Right. But the amount of anxiety I had, the amount of unhappiness where I hated working, I hated working. And I remember telling myself, Chris, you're making, after taxes, $10,000 a month. What the heck? Right? So much freaking money. My rent's only $500, right? $500. That's insane.
Oh my God, it was nice.
I lived in the middle of nowhere, though. But, nice, you know, okay. And yet I wasn't happy. And that's what I slowly realized. And only finally realized that recently where, gosh, yeah, making all that money is nice. But actually enjoying what you're doing is even more important, right? Doing it because it's fun. Yeah. When you do it only because of the money, that sucks. But when you do it because you actually enjoy it and you're happy, that anxiety isn't there no more. You enjoy waking up, even though you're in a lull right now trying to find out what to do, right? Not a lot of people are willing to do that. Yeah. And the fact, or not just that, I don't think a lot of people have the opportunity to do that. So the fact you have the opportunity to do that, definitely take advantage of that. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
I think that's what a lot of my friends said too, was that you have not that much risk in doing this. Like, the risk is maybe you won't find a job as easily when you're trying to come back. But apart from that, the risk is really low. You just have to spend a little bit better and not just buy anything that you want because you don't have, like, the income, you know, coming at you. But yeah, I think, like, what's a better time to try than now? And I'm young still, and so I'm trying to figure my life out before I get into a point where, you know, I'm older and, like, there's a lot more stuff going on, like, whatever, more family stuff, all that. But yeah, I just really hope that I can figure it out. Like, I think my big thing is to just feel happy about myself and not feel like a void every day. I don't know how to describe it, but yeah, just like depression, like just getting out of that funk. Yeah.
I know this podcast is all about you. But I want to share something because I've been that. Like, I was medically diagnosed with severe depression. Anxiety as well. Oh my gosh. My homie, Justin Chalcote, who works with me, who I got the job, by the way, so he should take me out to dinner every time he sees me. No, just kidding. I would message him all the time about my anxiety. Oh, gosh, this, that. And one of the ways that I've actually, that has helped, how I fight that now, with especially anxiety, was, you know, because I work in a high hyper-growth startup, you have to work a lot or just get shit done. Is that after 5 p.m., doesn't matter. I uninstalled Slack from my computer, uninstalled my work email from my phone. From my phones, not my computer. I don't check it no matter what. And if I don't complete something in time, I'm not working 70 hours a week no more. Unless it's super urgent, you know, super, super urgent. Of course, that happens. And then I tell myself, if you lose your job because of that, then go find another job. That job wasn't meant for you. Right. And so rather than, oh, what if this happens? What if that happens? That would take over my life. And especially with depression, too. What's helped me, gosh, because of the freaking pandemic, I gained 50 pounds. I went to 250 pounds. It's terrible.
Oh my God, I gained so much weight too.
I have this ultra wide lens, like a fisheye lens, because it makes me look skinnier on YouTube. That's the only reason I used it.
I love.
Now I use this lens, right? This lens, which doesn't make me look skinnier. It shows what I really look like, right? And so that my confidence is back. And I used to hate being around people, to be honest. Because I lost all my confidence. I didn't like talking to people. Everywhere I'd go, I think people would think negatively about me. At the grocery store, at UPS store, USPS store, you name it. Literally, my Honda CR-V, I would only put 2,000 miles per year on it. Because I would never leave. I would just have grocery delivered, you name it, right? Only if I had to get haircut. Even haircuts I hated. And so that was me, right? Now I put 4,000 miles on my new Tesla that I just bought because I just love going out everywhere. Right? And so what helped me though was like exercising, walking out. And I didn't want to listen to people. Don't exercise. I'm like, my sister would tell me, you just need to exercise, Chris. F you. I already know I'm fat. Okay. And surprisingly though, that's helped me. And like counting my calories to lose. And so I've lost like 30 pounds or something. And that's helped me actually, that's surprisingly. Awesome. And I still get anxiety here and there, but, you know, and what I'm trying to say is I know exactly how you feel. And a lot of people are going through this. Isn't it crazy, though, how the pandemic has done that? For me, I was as extroverted as you can be, going out to parties, hanging out with people all the time. But during and after the pandemic, when people started hanging out again, I started avoiding all of that. Did that happen to you? Or was like, I'm just curious.
Yeah, a little bit. So right before the pandemic, I was in SF and I felt like I didn't have a lot of friends because I was in a long distance relationship and I felt kind of like you know, secluded from my friends in SF. So I was like, I'm going to go out and actually make friends and do all that. And so I would actually go to clubs and bars and hang out with people, make more girlfriends, all this. And then as soon as the pandemic hit, yeah, I became way more introverted. I think I'm a very extroverted person. Like, I used to go to conferences by myself and just make friends. And like, I would just randomly say hi to people in line or something, and then I would just make friends. And now I'm like a little more shy and awkward, and I'm trying to get out of it. And I think it was just the result of being
for inside years.
For so long, not doing anything. Yeah. And then also feeling bad about myself too.
Yeah.
So I have like a very, I feel like for me also filming is the, one of the worst things to do. And I know as a content creator, I'm so I have to like, I hate how the good camera makes me look so chubby. And I'm like, oh, so I just have to like suck it up. And so, yeah, I got an accountability coach actually, nice. Because I asked Jordan to tell me like what to do and like eat better, but he says me stuff and I'm like, oh, shit, you know? So I need someone to like really tell me. So first meeting Amazing. Is today, so I'm excited. So I'm hoping that once that, like, I think exercise and feeling good about your body leads into so much Huge. More happy stuff. So I'm just first step.
You can
step,
do it.
So,
you can. I'm curious now, bringing up Jordan, right? Jordan, he's your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Are you married? No. Okay.
Yeah. No.
I'm really someone clipped this and sent it to Jordan. Sorry, that just caught me off guard. No. So what's the difference between, let's say, you and him in regards to like how is he different and how much he loves code? Is that something he does all the time?
He's so he started programming when he was like 10 or 11, like very young. And he made like phone apps for like the Palm phones, Palm Pre, all that. So he did like when he was young, he just started. And so he's been doing it for a long time. And his brain is just wired differently from mine. He can read something and remember that. I have to constantly reread. So that helps him a lot because he can just retain information. So the reason he's like insanely good at like front end and JavaScript is because he read like the whole thing, the JavaScript guide, whatever it's called. And he just knows everything from it. Like he could just remember it. So, and so for him, like coding, he's like staff level.
Staff
so he doesn't
at,
do
staff
too much.
At Netflix.
Yeah. Oh no. He's at a different.
Oh,
job.
He left Netflix.
So he. He left Netflix before they did the leveling. So he didn't have a level at Netflix.
Okay.
But he basically, so he codes like, I don't know how much he actually codes, but he does work like actually 8 hours a day, but he actually enjoys his job. So he doesn't feel burnt out with the act of coding. Yeah. He feels burnt out with like the work and like the bureaucracy of working at
the politics.
Company. So that's like the, So he's fine with just, he could sit there and code all day. Yeah. Like, I'm not even joking. Like if I was like, you just have to make this, he would do it.
Yeah.
I would be like, fuck.
Really?
I'd be like, God damn it. He's really good. Like, he's been helping me with stuff and he enjoys it. He just like, and it just comes out of him. I don't know how to describe how fast his brain works, but he can just derive the logic so much faster than me. So I don't know. It's just how he is. I mean, he's also been doing it much longer than I have. And so, and he has a passion for it. He'll actually read like tech stuff and like his Twitter is very curated for him. So it's more like him learning things from his Twitter feed versus me is more like,
entertainment. Yeah.
So yeah. So he's very like, he reads the actual blog posts or he reads like docs and I just, I'll just make it up as I go, you know? So it's just, he just enjoys it in that way. I don't know if he actually enjoys, but you know, like he's good at it. He's really good at it. So I posted about, you know, Jason posted the video, I think, of me and him cooking burgers. And I was talking about how Jordan's there. So I feel really bad because I compare myself. Apparently someone at his job, who's a staff level engineer now, or was when they worked at Airbnb, something like that, was like, dude, I felt the same way when I sat next to you at Airbnb, like, you know. So it was cool to hear that other people also felt like that with him, because, oh my God.
That's...
Anyways, I'm so
sorry. No, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, that reminds me of when I was he's a front-end developer, I guess?
Yeah, he does, like, full stack, but he's very more front-end. Yeah, he's better at it. Yeah.
So that's how I was when I was a front-end developer. Not, I'm back-end now, but it's different. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't do back-end all day.
Yeah.
Right, I can do it, but when I was a front-end developer, I loved coding 8 hours a day. It was so fun.
It's fun, yeah.
Like, but it's just different. Like back end, I like, and what I love about front end is that the changes you make, you can see immediately like that. Now in back end, it's all numbers and data. right? Databases. So it's totally different, right? So when I say it makes me question my life, what I meant was maybe I should go back to front end. We'll see. Because I did enjoy it that much more because it was my first love, right? That's so interesting, though. And I'm not like that, though. I didn't like just reading docs and technical blogs. I do it when I have to. It's not because I just want to. So it's totally different. I don't know if I should be saying this on YouTube. I'm going to say a quote to you. I'm going to say two quotes to you. I want you to give me one sentence response when I say this. Everyone should learn how to code.
I don't know if everyone needs to learn how to code, but it is a more and more useful skill. One sentence,
When I say coding for the money is okay, what is your response to that? What would you say?
Yeah, I think that's valid. I think people have different reasons for wanting to code, and I think money is a completely valid reason based on how much you make from it.
Definitely can help life, right? And I say that I say that all the time.
Oh yeah.
Is coding for everyone? Is coding not for everyone? What is your
everyone can learn it. I'm not saying like it's restrictive, like anyone can pick it up and learn it. I just don't want people to be forced to do stuff they don't enjoy, kind of thing. For me, like, I don't know if I should have, like, it set me on this whole path when I was little, but I kind of wish I did the art class, you know, and I kind of feel bad about it still to this day. So I don't know. That's just kind of it. Like, I think the world is shifting more and more towards, like, everything is kind of more useful if you'd learned how to program, like, even a little bit, you know? So I think it's helpful to know a little bit of code, but I don't think anyone should be forced. Like, I think there's creatives out there that don't need to touch a computer for their whole life, and that's fine, you know what I mean? They can just do their thing. But, yeah, I don't think it – I'm not, like, gatekeeping. I think anyone can do it. It's just more of, like
– it's not easy. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah.
In a video – you said you felt fake, right? What do you mean you felt fake? You're an engineer. You went through the Discord interview process, the Uber interview process twice. I'm guessing it's twice, unless they just brought you back. Okay.
I got brought back.
Amazing. And then Square too, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean you're fake then?
It's just that I don't enjoy it. So it feels like, I feel like like what people say, am I taking up someone else's spot? Like, obviously not, but I just feel bad because it's like, why am I in a job that makes me feel like crap? That's kind of like the big thing. Like, I know I'm good. I can kick anyone's ass who says that I'm not good at coding. Like, they're all shit. Like, I'm so much better. You know, anyone who says that about me can go suck it. Like, I can, they're not, I hate those comments. Like, anyways,
you're not a real developer.
It's so frustrating. Like, so, but yeah, I feel fake in that. Like, I try not with my content. Like, I just feel like I'm trying to put on a facade that I enjoy it with all the educational stuff kind of thing. And it's not really, you know, it's just kind of like educational. Like, it's the very easy stuff too. I try to do like so it doesn't burn me out with like learning about it, but. Yeah, it's a lot of just the feeling of imposter syndrome kind of thing, where it's like, am I even supposed to be in this field? Like, every day I feel like I shouldn't be. So it's kind of it. That's kind of,
imposter syndrome is a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
That people feel in tech. I think that's something everyone feels, unless you're Jordan.
He told me he feels it occasionally too, but I don't know.
That's
don't
interesting. Know. Yeah. Maybe he has a definition. It's a different definition for him.
Yeah.
But I think that's one of the main causes or something that might cause people to feel burnout in the first place, right? For people who might be feeling what you felt, right? Your time at Discord and a job before that. Is there any message that you want to have for them who feels the pressure of maybe wanting to quit? Or maybe they are better than they realize, right? Or, you know, what would you want to tell those people in that situation right now?
Yeah, it's really hard. I mean, for me, I kind of ran away from the problem because I could. And some people might have to keep their job, so it's hard to like give advice to everyone because they're in such different situations. But I think just focusing on yourself and kind of really understanding what you want in your life and in your career is super helpful. So, and then maybe that plays into like going to therapy. Like, I haven't gone to therapy. I did therapy like 3 times and it didn't work out, and I wish I did more. So I'm trying to find a therapist now to kind of talk through stuff, but that'll help too. Just kind of, you know, give you better mental things to talk about. And obviously exercise, like physical activity, helps your brain a lot. And so if you're just sitting on your desk every day, like it's good to go outside for like 30 minutes at least, right? And then come back and, you know, so that's always nice. But yeah, I mean, it's honestly, if you have the opportunity to kind of try something different, like I would say it's scary, but maybe go for it. I know the tech industry is a little crazy right now with all the layoffs. So it's a little stressful too, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've only really been on this break for a month now. And so I'm hoping like the further along that it is, the more I'm learning about myself. So it's still like a process for me, but yeah, I don't have like great advice, but yeah, it sucks to feel like this though. So I feel for them.
Everyone goes through that situation, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think it's the money that we make in tech that makes it harder to leave? Right. We make more money than pharmacists who went to $250,000 in debt to make $160,000 a year, right? And their jobs are in less demand now because of all of these pharmacies that now, I think, do ship. Your medicine's now shipped to you rather than going to CVS, yep. Walgreens, you name it, right? Or physicians make $180,000 a year, right? And I know other software engineers who make more than that, and we didn't either. They got their CS degree, 4-year degree, not school for 12 years, or no degree, and make more than that. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So like to take a risk on something new that won't pay as much, would you say that's one of the bigger factors that we face on taking a risk, leaving for a couple of years before coming back?
Yeah. I mean, I was really mad that I couldn't just keep my job and do content too, because it's such a good amount of money. Like it's insane. I mean, there's companies that are public too, so the longer you stay, the more your stock vests and you have even more money.
Yeah.
So it's like really hard to leave within a year of companies like that, even though if you hate the job, you're like, I gotta stick it out for the year and get that, RCs. You know, 1 year. That's what I'm saying. It's just, these golden handcuffs in tech are real. Like Netflix is one of the craziest ones, man. People make like $500,000 cash.
It's like normal.
How do you leave $500,000 cash? That's what I'm saying. It's like insane.
It's so amazing.
It's really difficult. For me, I don't make like, I do make a lot, like in the grand scheme of everyone making a lot, but it wasn't like, whoa. Like it was a lot, but it wasn't like, holy shit. Yeah. So for me, it's like, you know, I can leave and take a big cut. Like I have sponsorships, but they're not, you know, as much as my full-time job, but to be happier, I was like, fuck it, I'll just do it. Yeah.
To be frank, this has been on my mind for a while about quitting tech. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because I made more outside of tech than I did in tech last year. I took a break.
That's insane. Congrats.
Thank you. It's not like that this year, but I took a break. It's because I took a break from YouTube and it's sad because I was in the Philippines and I almost died last year in January. I was supposed to come back December and I had to be hospitalized and almost died in the Philippines. And I had to go to the ER twice because the first time they sent me home, you're all right. It's just a fever. You'll get over it. The second time my nails were turning purple, meaning there wasn't no oxygen in my blood. And so I almost died there. And this was after working 80 hours a week for my job while doing YouTube content. So it's another 30 hours a week, making 2 to 3 videos a week, trying to make $30,000 to $40,000 a month on YouTube. Yeah. And so after almost dying in the Philippines and working and making so much money, I had to use all that money in the hospital bills, right? Yeah, in the Philippines. Yeah. Oh gosh. And then trying to buy tickets coming back. And I told myself, I'm not any more happier making this much money in a month, right? That's nice, but I wasn't happy. And so I took that break and I made this change in my life now, and I'm more happy than ever.
That's
right. I guess I could share it here. I am in the process of, like, I'm trying to sign a 1-year, $100,000 deal with a sponsor right now.
Oh, very sick.
Yeah, for the podcast, actually. Just this podcast that only has 5,000 subscribers, by the way, which is crazy.
That's awesome.
A 1-year deal. And that's not including all the other sponsors I work with on a monthly basis. And so, like, I'm kind of setting it up where, all right, if I'm really not happy in tech anymore, I have this side hustle where I can do that. And just to have a backup. And I think that's really important because even I'm in that process of maybe I can take a break from tech and try something else just for fun. Mm-hmm. Right. It's not the end all be all. And so I thought I'd share that. So you never know. I might come up with another video and say, I quit my job. Yeah, so I'm in that situation right now too. And I think that, a lot of people honestly are. And if they had a chance, they probably would, because in tech, it's amazing. but it's not an easy job. It is stressful, and the competition in tech, and you're replaceable. Everyone's replaceable, and your job's, it seems like, is always on the line, especially with all of these layoffs right now. So one last thing I want to ask you then, and I want to end it with this, is you chose tech over art. Like, you were really interested in art. Do you regret that?
No, I don't regret it. I think, like, it's hard to regret what you've done in your life. Like, I've had so many good things right now in my life that I appreciate. Like, I have a really good dog, really good partner, awesome house. My parents are all happy and healthy. And so there's not a lot that I regret. And I mean, who knows? I could have been the same burnout self in the art content space. You know? So who knows, right? And I think I'm very lucky. I chose tech, and it made me have money and incredible privilege for a long time, and I really appreciate that. Yeah. And I'm not, like, upset about it at all. I just wish maybe I spent more time on myself. So it's just like, maybe I regret not doing therapy earlier. That's the only thing. But apart from that, I don't think I regret choosing tech. I think it opened up so many doors for me. Like, I'm happy I'm even adjacent to tech in the content creation world, because that's,
and you have a decent following on TikTok, on Instagram, Twitter. I'm like, it's all around 60,000 everywhere. Is it the exact same followers following you everywhere? Like, what is going on?
I hope so. That'd be great. No, yeah, I don't know. I think I've spread out across everything, so everything grows, like, slower. But it's all growing.
60,000 TikTok, nice. 60,000 over 60,000 on Twitter and Instagram. Like, what the? That's the same followers following everywhere, which is amazing. Meaning you have a strong community, because your Twitch game is legit. Legit. But all right. Yeah, this was amazing. Truth. Seriously, I want to thank you for being on here.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was so fun.